All right, today we are talking about what are the topics that you can start your blog with. I keep preaching about blogs, and I know that you don't want to be a blogger as a marketer, so we're going to talk about how to find the topics that are going to make the most impact and best share your superpower and knowledge. All right, so cue the theme song. Let's head on in.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to the Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
All right, welcome back. Okay, we are talking today about blog topics. So if you are a traditional blogger, you're gonna be looking for a lot of like hot topics and current issues and things that can drive a lot of traffic to your site. What we want to do as marketers is take that same principle and we want to apply it so that we are attracting traffic on a regular basis to our content that is going to support and promote the products and services that we offer as a company. So I'm not going to preach traditional blogging tactics to you because that's not what we're doing. We are doing something new and different. So what does this start with? This starts with going back to your research and making sure that you know inside and out your avatar. What exactly are their pain points? What are their desires? Where are they going to be at in the customer journey? Again, we're going to come back to the customer journey. And so the pain points and the desires and the things that they need to move to the next step, all of those things should adjust as they're going through the customer journey. And then you want to look at where are you laser focusing some of your efforts to see, and this, you know, I want to look at kind of some business principles. I know Alex Sharfin does this. James P. Friel does this. When you look at your business as a whole, and here we are talking about blog content and I'm off on business practices, but trust me, this is going to make sense. So if you're looking at your business and you're like, okay, the place that we are lacking is in sales or in processes or in leads. So you want to look at your whole business and see, do we need more leads? So we need to focus on the marketing side of things. Do we need more sales? So we need to focus on the conversion side of things. Do we need to increase our customer lifetime value? So we're focusing on the retention and the upselling kinds of things. Do you have too much attrition in a membership program? So you're gonna look at where does your business need to focus? And that helps you dictate where on the customer journey map that you really want to focus. And so you want to know exactly right in that place, what are the things that you're focusing on? What do they need to have solved to get to the next step? So we're going back and starting with some of that research. And we're really saying, what are the things that they need to focus on? Like what, how can we help them with where they're at right now? That starts all of this research, because when we know what their pain points are and we know what their desires are and where they're at, what they need to get to the next step, we know what to talk about. So you're not having to go and say, what are the current hot topics? How can I tie the what's going on in politics right now into this? Or like, what's happening with some super pop star? So that doesn't matter. What we can do is find that those evergreen topics that people in that specific spot are consistently looking for. So how do we do that? Well, instead of doing what most marketers do, we're going to be smart because we are content activators. We are going to create our content, but we're going to activate it in a way that's actually going to attract those people in consistently and get you to your results. So what does that mean? Once we've identified, here's the pain points, here's their desires, and here's what they need. then you're going to take that information and you're going to use that to find out what a person, your avatar at that stage, is looking for. Because the thing that they are searching for online may not match the thing that you know that they need and the thing that you want to talk about. Now, can you still talk about both? Yes. But what you want to do is make sure that you're leading with and using the search volume of what they're actually looking for the answer to then bridge through to what it is that you know that they need. So it's the spoonful of sugar, right? So you're giving them, they're like, oh, this is my problem. You're like, yeah, totally, here's your problem. But also, did you know that that problem actually is caused by this, and here's what we solve? And then they're like, oh, I get it. I need you. And that's what we want, right? Okay, so we want to take advantage of some of the tools that are out there to help find these topics. Number one on the list, honestly, is Google. It's so easy to just turn around and ask Google what you should be talking about, right? So you can literally type in, what are the terms? What are the pain points? What are the things that you know that you've already identified for this spot in your customer journey? And you're punching that into Google, and you're gonna scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you're gonna see Google will tell you, here's other related searches. Here's other things that people searched for in addition to this. Those are those other terms that people search for. It's usually a 5 to 7 word term. All of those words together are a keyword search term, so long tail keyword. So if you create some of your content around what those things are, that's going to help you, because Google's like, hey, people are looking for this. And if you're like, oh, here, Google, I happen to have an answer that's exactly the same thing, Google's gonna be like, oh, I see, that's relevant. Bink, and match people up and send them to your site, right? Totally makes sense. So another way that you can amplify that is by using one of the Chrome extension tools that I use. It's amazing. It is a paid service, but it's a super cheap paid service. I mean, we do a lot of keyword research for ourselves and other clients, and I spend probably about $20 every 6 months for all of that information. Okay, so if you grab the Keywords Everywhere plugin, then that will also show you search volume. Search volume for the thing that you typed in. And then it will also show you, here's other related terms. Here are long tail keywords. Here's our other things that people have looked for. And they give you a very extensive list. And what you want to do is find the things that have a lot of search volume. And there's a whole science in between of, like, if it's too high, you probably won't be able to rank on it. If it's too low, nobody's looking for it. But, you know, I mean, if you're getting started, you're going to shoot for something in the, oh, probably I would say between the 1,000 and like 20,000 range. Some of them are going to stick, some of them aren't, but that's, you want to make sure that it's at least hitting some volume that people are looking for, because what that means is searches per month that people have been looking for those terms. So that ideally means potential prospects for you, right? So Keywords Everywhere is a really great tool to kind of get some additional search volume. That is not the only tool though. Okay, so another tool, this is a great one. And if you do not already follow his stuff as well, Neil Patel. Neil Patel is amazing with SEO blogging and content marketing strategies. And he's just like, he's a really great person to follow, has a lot of really fantastic information. So what you're gonna wanna do is go to Neil Patel's site, and I'll make sure there's a link included. And he has created a tool called Uber Suggest. And what you could do is go grab that tool for free and use it for free. Yes, he does have a paid version, but use the free one just to get started. And you could do exactly the same thing. Plug in your information and it will spit back at you, here are other related terms that we would suggest you can use as a topic for your blog. So those are two really great suggestions, right? Okay, in addition, Amazon. Amazon is the largest seller everywhere. I think we all know Amazon. Don't forget about, in this digital age, I almost forget about books, but I mean, Amazon is like That's how they started, right? With books. So if you have not seen this, this is a very cool suggestion. You can go look for what is your topic that you're wanting to talk about. Type that into the book section and go search what is out there in published books. Now, what you're going to want to look for is the look inside. There's like a little blue arrow that says, hey, look inside, and you can get a free preview of the book. So go find books that have similar topics than what you want to be talking about, and find books that have good reviews, right? We want to make sure that there's other people saying, oh yes, this is good information. So then you're going to go into there and you're going to do the little look inside and look for the table of contents, because inside the table of contents, there are other really cool long tail keyword topics that they have identified as topics that people want to know about. And that's a perfect place for you to borrow, but you're taking that topic and you're creating your own original content on it, right? We're just using this to help find some topic ideas. Make sense? All right, so another place that you can go, especially if your topic is around anything how-to. YouTube is fantastic for how-to articles and other informational videos, right? And most of the videos from good marketers are tied to other blogs that you could use for reference and linking to. And they are going to give you some good hot topic information. So go type in again your topic that you're after and see what comes up. Now, cool thing about YouTube is it's really fun to look at the titles of the videos that are coming up. So if we do, let's see, when you're in YouTube, if you go in and search for your term, search for the term that you want, and it's going to show you a whole bunch of videos. There is a filter button for your search. If you hit that filter button and do sort by most viewed or most popular videos, I can't remember exactly what the term is, but that's going to then show you not the most related, but the videos that have had the most views. So again, it's like our star rating on Amazon. We know that people have watched this content and they approve. So then you can look through all of these and it's really cool. So if you pay attention to the titles of what the videos are, the titles are going to include the keyword that they're trying to rank for with that video. Once you go into the video, you can also see other keywords. You can look through their description and their titles to find out topics that they are talking about. These should be topics that you as well can talk on because they're hot topics, they've been researched, they've been viewed, so we know it's working. It's a great place to kind of borrow that information. You can also, what I love about YouTube is take a look at the thumbnails, right? Because what's happening in the thumbnails is not always the same as what's happening in the title. And the thumbnails can be where the like really hooky headlines, the attention grabbing things. And you know, it's okay. It's okay to take the same thumbnail that somebody else has and put your own design on it. So use those as great sources of inspiration. Borrow, modify to make it yours, and do not steal. Again, be good. Okay, then we have competitive research. So with your competitive research, here's some of the things that I love to do. You can look at who are the people in your market that are up level from you. We're talking like Dream 100 strategies, right? Who are the people who would be similar or related to you? And look at the topics that they are producing content on. Look at events that they are speaking at, or these days live summits or virtual events that they are speaking at. Look at the topics that are happening with their speaking topic, right? I say that right. You also want to go to their website and look at their FAQs, because that's gonna tell you things that they know they're consistently getting questions from, right? You can go and grab the same thing. Do topics on the same FAQs that they have talked about. You can also go look at groups or people that they follow and do the same kind of research. Vice versa, you can also look at the people who are in their group and see what other groups or other online authorities that they're following is following. So you can extend your competitive reach. and find some other topics. Now, if some of them are not necessarily on par, like they're a little different, that's totally cool. Could be a JV opportunity. Could be an opportunity for you to say, okay, this person is talking about it this way and I completely disagree and here's why. So it gives you, like, you don't have to be in completely in alignment. It can also give you a platform to build your authority by saying, I think this is wrong and here's my opinion. So I have a bunch of other ideas and ways to kind of generate some other topic ideas in a really cool, fun spreadsheet with some additional training. And that's all part of our Captivating Content course. So if you want to go to thevirtualgen.com and check out the Captivating Content Core, you can grab that and it's going to give you our story framework and how to come up with these topics, just to kind of get you started on how to research some of this information and give you a whole list of topics so you can get started creating your content that is attracting people in and putting together your content strategy. That's what we're after, right? Okay, so now I've given you some really great ways to find topics, to find the main topics. So when you are considering how it is that you are going to share this information, remember that the key is to create one original core content and then use content repurposing techniques to really blow that out of the park and get more eyeballs on it. So when you are looking at creating your initial content, especially when we're talking about designing your blog, include what are other references that you can include? What are some other charts or graphs or other images that other similar businesses have come up with? Grab those, include them in yours as additional support, and link to the original source. Give credit to the original source, of course. But having links out to other places helps also improve your authority, not only with your readers, but also with Google. Because Google's like, oh yeah, this is a really informational site. And they're also linking to other places. So they're providing extended value. That ranks high for Google. Okay, so what we want is to make sure that you have your supporting information, you have a really strong, solid blog. Now, you're gonna create other additional information from that. When you're coming up with how to format your blog, there are many different ways that you can do this. You can create how-to guides or step-by-step or instructional, or you can even interview another authority. You can do a joint combined effort to create like a big massive blog. You can create the ultimate guide too that becomes something you just update like every quarter so that it's staying consistent and relevant. And it's different ways to format your information. There are other methods that you can include. I'm going to include a list of them as well as links to other sources that talk about different types of formats. Now, I'm going to warn you that when you are out researching what topics do I start my blog with, that you're going to find a lot of very traditional blogging kind of techniques. Some of them can still apply, but keep in mind, does this serve me and my business? And only use those strategies that really do, or ones that you can use for a JV opportunity. So remember that you can include multiple different things. Like you can include a list and a step-by-step guide on how to, as well as an interview, as well as maybe hot topics or how that plays into current political scene or something. There are other tactics that you can use kind of all inside of that. And then, of course, create really stunning visuals to go along with it. So if you are creating charts and graphs and really awesome images and infographics, those are things that other people down the line looking for an authority to reference or interview or anything like that, if you have really good looking visuals, they may take and put that on their site and give you a link back. Well, guess what? Backlinks, that's what they're called for Google, all of that helps with your ranking and your online authority. So sharing, creating valuable, engaging images that other people may want to share, that is all going to help you as well. So remember when you're putting together your content that it's not just about getting the right topic, making sure it's something people are searching for, but you really want to build in those levels of authority and create the imagery and items that people can continue to reference. That stuff lives on forever and ever. All right, so make sure that you are working on your content strategy with the topics that you can start your blog. And that needs to be relevant to you, your products and services, your customers, your avatar, where they're at in your customer journey. And then you're going to borrow authority, leverage some of the work other people have done, and create your own original content around some of these topics that people are searching for. So use stories to create those bridges anytime you need to find a topic that people are looking for, and then say, okay, here's what you were looking for. I'm going to provide some answers here, reference some of these other people, and then I'm going to tell a story, and I'm also going to say, you know what? This only applies if you are X. So here's why that works, and you're going to tell a story, and you're going to bridge people through. That's the perfect way to keep them on your site, your information, and then sharing your information, because they'll find it original and captivating, right? Okay, so get out there and find some topic contents to get started with for your content strategy and get started writing a blog. You don't even have to publish it. Just get started writing at least. If you need some help with any of the publishing or you have some other questions, visit us at thevirtualgen.com. We have some other resources and great ways to kind of get you started, and some of our programs that if you're interested in done-for-you versions as well. We have amazing free resources. Make sure that you take advantage of those on thevirtualgen.com. And you can also grab additional resources from thecontenttoolbox.com, which includes not only our freebies and awesomeness, but all the giveaways that we have managed to get all of our guests from the podcast to share with us. So we have a plethora of information out on the Content Toolbox resource area. All right, so get out there, work on some topics that are going to attract your ideal target customer, and share what you've done. I'm even going to pose. You ready? So grab a screenshot and share this on your favorite social media. Make sure that you like, rate, and review this episode. Appreciate everything that you're doing. We're all small businesses out there trying to get our name out. So we really appreciate all the reviews. And we will see you on the next episode. Thanks.